Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. Don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' rob for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. Yeah. We'll be around the town if you ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. This a blessing I got to be under here. Catch the waves, I don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big time and now I feel like stunner, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today. Man, I feel like go, babe. Pay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably, came in outside, now it room for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is running like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you show to me. And we alive today, cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I did not live for myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord.
Amen, amen. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. Welcome to Are You the Harvest programming. God's got this. God's got us. Praise Jesus. And I'm so grateful. This is Pastor Katisa. Amen. That we're able to come once again and be in God's presence and do you some encouragement. Give our youth some encouragement. Because we need encouragement. The Bible says that, you know, encourage one another daily. And that's what we want to do. We want to be about giving encouragement, being an encouragement, because God has definitely called us to that. Amen. He's called us to be an encouragement to one another. And so we just give him praise and glory. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to just continue on in our programming today. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you that you hear our prayers. You hear the prayers of the righteous. You rescue us. You deliver us. You are for us more than the whole world can be against us. You encourage us, Father God. You help us have encouragement. You help us to have strength. And we can do all things through you. You give us strength and to do your will on the earth as it is in heaven. And so we just bless your holy name right now. We are so enthusiastic. We are so excited, Father God, that you are mindful of us. You think about us. You hear us. You're right there. You're watching. Your eye is on us. And you're listening to us, watching out for us. And so we are so grateful. We are so thankful. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Yes, God is, he is definitely there to watch over us. Some people, he is definitely there to give us strength when we need it. And I don't know about you, but I think that we need strength daily. And because even you, as a young person, with all your energy, and you can get tired, you can get weary, you can get down about things and about life. And God wants you to know that he is right there. He says he's never going to leave you. You know, he's not going to walk out on you. He's not going to abandon you. He's not going to make you feel like you don't matter or, you know, he doesn't care about you, because God cares. Amen. He cares about you. He cares about me. And so in the scripture it says that, and it's a familiar scripture to a lot of people. It's Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Another version says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And he was specifically talking about being content in any and every situation. Content means that you're happy, you're satisfied. And as a young person, you can get to that point, be happy and satisfied in God, in Christ Jesus. And for your spirit, for your mind to be focused on God, to be focused on Jesus. And because there's so many distractions for you. There's distractions for you because it's like there's distractions for other people. You know, you get misfocused. You start to focus on what's happening to you instead of the God who is for you and the God who protects you. So God wants us to always to be satisfied in him and know that we have plenty, we have more than enough in God. He don't want us to turn our attention to drugs or alcohol or sex or anything that will get us off the path that leads more to more of him. And because there's consequences to those things. And there are rewards to seeking God and doing things his way. So I'm just here to encourage you that, you know, God wants you to know that he'll give you strength to be satisfied, to be content. That he'll give you strength to say no to the things you need to say no to. That we need to say no to. I need to say no to. God gives me strength. It doesn't come from naturally, because naturally we want to say yes to things that that we think that we need, that we think that will help us feel better, to make pain go away. But we got to turn to God. We have to turn to Jesus Christ. He is our help. He is our the one He wants us to keep our eyes on, and the one He wants us to focus on. He's the one. So I'm just coming by to encourage you and be an encouragement this day. Amen. Because encouragement is a gift from God. It's an actual gift. God wants you to know it's an actual gift that you and I can have in us, you know, like cheerleaders. I'm here to be your cheerleader. I'm cheering you on. God is cheering you on through me. You can do it. You can make it. You can make it with God. You can make it with Jesus. You can make it through life. You can make it with a smile, even. You can make it encouraging other people. Even if you have a hurtful thing happening to you, you can turn that, first of all, into forgiveness if somebody's hurt you. And then second of all, you can turn it into a strength, because Jesus, we can admit wherever we're weak, Jesus is stronger. You have a weakness, Jesus is stronger than that weakness. That is the truth. He says to look to Him, because He, when we're weak, strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. That should be a great encouragement unto us. Amen. I know that I get encouragement every time I read the scriptures. Every time I look to God in His Word, I get encouragement. Day by day, as God is teaching me. And it says in the Word of God, 2 Timothy 4, in verse 2 says, preach the Word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. So that's talking about the Bible. The Bible is relevant today. It's relevant for you. It's relevant for me. It's relevant in that it tells us that to encourage. It's an encouragement. And when I told you that you can encourage others, this is what it said. You can encourage those same age as you and younger. Titus 2 and 6 is similarly encourage the young man to be encourage each other to do the right thing. To do the right things, amen, in God. To be self-controlled, amen. To do the right things, praise His name. I thank God for you. I bless God. As we come to the end of the program, you have a blessed rest of your day. The Lord is blessing you. The Lord is keeping you. He's making His face shine upon you. And He's being gracious to you. He's giving you strength. Remember that. Memorize that scripture in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. You can do it. You're going to make it with God. Your name is written. He knows you. Be blessed. Amen.